And joined now for a community conversation on the phone, Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County is online. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, you know, now that I figured out my coffee dilemma, I'm better.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the best day of the week, so let's hope it's, yeah, you start picking up momentum now.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. So we had, they did the drive-in movie thing at Regner Park last night with the folks from...
And they got it in after the little downburst that went through, right?
Yeah. I saw some pictures online this morning. Looked like people were having a good time, so...
Yeah, that's really... I love the creativity that people are having to just get events going and giving us new fun things to do this summer.
And that's kind of where we want to transition into with things from the West Bend Parks and Recreation Friends of.
Yes, the Friends of group that's the group that brings you like enchantments in the park in the winter. And they also bring you things in the summer normally, like the beer garden in Regner Park. So they were going to be on air with us today, with 2020 being what 2020 is. I'm going to just kind of talk for them today. Normally at this time, we would be talking about all of those things that they do throughout the season that benefit our parks and our community. Unfortunately, this summer, it's not a good idea to bring together a large group of people like we did last summer. So many of all of their events have been canceled for the summer. One event that usually takes place in our West Bend parks is the 4th of July fireworks. Well, it's not put on by Friends. We still thought it would be a great time to highlight a few of those changes for 2020.
Yes, indeed, because there will be changes, and there also will be, now West Bend is doing fireworks along with Hartford and Big Cedar Lake and Cedarburg on the 4th, but a lot of communities aren't.
Correct. Yeah. So again, West Bend found, I think, a really great way to still make them happen. But they are closing the park down. And that's really important that Riverside Park will be closed on July 4th. There's no concession stands. There's no public restrooms. In fact, like you cannot use that park because they will be setting up the fireworks that day.
Right.
But, you know, one of the cool things I think that they've thought through is that the show will all be high altitude fireworks. There will be no ground show. So you'll really be able to see this show from all over the community.
Right. And it'll be, you know, and it'll be different, but still it will be fireworks on the 4th of July.
Correct. Yeah, so they're just actually also asking people to be very respectful of, you know, if you choose to drive closer and sit in your car or in the back of your car to watch, just be respectful of the community and the neighborhood that you're parking in.
And don't leave your junk behind.
Right, yeah. And we can all make this good and fun together.
Right.
So, Rick, you're involved in this a little bit, too.
Right, exactly. I've been putting together an hour-long selection of basically up-tempo patriotic music that we're going to run on our sister station, Buzz Country 92.5, and we're going to run it from 9:30 to 10:30 on the night of the 4th. And it's music to kind of, you know, bring everybody in together. We'll have some common songs, I guess. You know, just a way, a little bit more of a community than we'd have with people just kind of sitting in their cars watching fireworks. And I'm still working on the music selections, but there'll be stuff that you'd expect to hear. You know, obviously we're going to have, we'll have Lee Greenwood and God Bless the USA, and we'll have, I guarantee you there'll be some John Mellencamp and some Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
And and stuff like that. And it'll be just a good patriotic party time.
Yeah, and I want to point out, excuse me, that you are doing this for three different fireworks shows, really.
Right. And the idea is that it's not synchronized to anybody, to any show. it's hard enough to synchronize it for one show, let alone to try to synchronize for three.
But it's a great accompany.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, feel free to sing along in your car, I guess, and or in your shower. I don't know where you'll be, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm hoping. So I live on one of the lakes in West Bend, and I'm hoping that that'll come in real well on our radio on the boat so that we can listen to it while we're watching the many different shows going on.
Yeah, and that's part of the plan with what the folks on Big Cedar Lake want to do, too. They want to have everybody out on the lake tuned in so that so it'll be fun. And then we'll have people in Hartford listening, too, and all over probably Cedarburg, too, even though they're not saying where they're launching the fireworks from in Cedarburg, which is an interesting concept.
So yeah, you know, I mean, if they don't want people to congregate, maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah. I figured they should just, you know, they've got a municipal pickup truck. Maybe they could just launch them off in the back while they drive around town.
As they're driving down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
That'd make it fun, and then nobody can congregate around it, right?
Yeah, we're thinkers here. We sure are.
Exactly. So, yeah, so that'll be the, you know, and it's too bad there are no 4th of July parades, and the other activities at Regner Park aren't going on, but that's the way it is this year.
It is, yeah. Yeah, but there are some fun things that are, you know, happening. And I guess we're going to transition right now to one of
sure.
those. The Volunteer Center has something every summer we call Camp Superhero. And that is normally a group of 20 to 30 young people who come together every Wednesday. Well, that's not going to work out this year. So what we've done instead, Dan, our Do Good Ambassador, went and hand-delivered packages to every superhero volunteer. And inside that package were little teasers about different activities they would do throughout the summer. And then Wednesdays, he spent time with Zoom meetings with all of the kids.
Oh,
so
fun.
We've found a way to bring the kids together and to help them do good in the community.
Okay.
So week one, we asked the campers to work on flashcards for Casa Guadalupe. Casa will use those cards to enrich the English learning process during their summer camps. Hmm. And their next task is to participate in the Volunteer Center's Community Mosaic Project. And we're asking them to really think critically about what Stronger Together means to them. And we're looking forward to seeing what our next generation believes is important about that statement, Stronger Together.
Interesting. So get them involved in the community mosaic. And you and I we've talked about it before, but let's kind of remind people of just exactly what the Community Mosaic Project is.
Oh, thank you. So we have 300 canvases. Well, we don't have 300 canvases anymore because many have been handed out. But we started with 300 canvases, and we'll bring those back together. The canvases are 6 inches by 6 inches, and they're ready to be filled with your imagination. We're handing them out to all kinds of artists throughout Washington County and really even beyond our county. This year, we're asking people to think about what Stronger Together means to them and to create a visual representation of that statement. You can knit and quilt and decoupage. You can use craft sticks and photographs and flowers, or just make a beautiful painting. But on that 6x6 canvas, then we'll have those all come back together. We're asking them to come back by August 1st, and then we're going to put them together into a 300-piece mosaic that will be on display.
And that'll be, people will be able to stop and see that, and then there are also things that happen to it after that.
Right. So they can come and view the mosaic. The mosaic tiles, each one of those 300 canvases, will be on sale for purchase as well. And we'll get more information out to the public about how they can go online and look at each canvas. I don't know why I'm calling them tiles. Each canvas, and then put a bid in for purchasing them as well.
Right. And if people need to pick up canvases, I see you've adjusted the hours a little bit.
Yeah, so they can now pick them up by walking in to the hub during the hub's open hours, which are Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Sunday from 9 to 2 p.m.
You've also made some changes inside the hub.
Right. So we have been working really hard behind the scenes to create a safer environment for ordering. If you would like to still order online, that's still available. But you can also come into the hub because we've added a plexiglass barrier at the checkout. And we welcome back our volunteers who are wearing masks so that you can now come on in and place your order. We've expanded the menu a little bit, and now we feel comfortable to accommodate those walk-in orders safely.
Cool.
Yeah, and that's why we can have you come in and pick up those canvases now, too, because we can let you into the front of our building.
Makes sense. The building, which is located at
303 Water Street in West Bend. That's right on the roundabout near the MOA Museum.
All right. And also a couple of summer specials at the hub.
Yeah. I just thought I'd like to take a little minute to talk about two different items that are not coffee, because we want you to know we're more than just coffee at the hub. And one of those things is called a lemonade teaser. This is seriously good. So it's half lemonade and half iced tea. You can also just get all lemonade if you don't care for tea, but we have different tea choices that you can add with the lemonade. You can also add syrups for even more fun. And we like to suggest like a strawberry syrup or a raspberry. Lavender is really good with lemonade. And ginger gives it a little fun zest.
Okay.
You can also get that blended so it becomes like a slushy. It's really fun. We like to say that this drink you could drink all summer long and never have the same flavor combination twice. And that's a really fun way to beat the heat, we think.
All right.
Another thing that we've added to our menu are little ice cream cups. Remember those when we were a kid, Rick?
Oh, yeah.
Do
you actually have the little wooden fake spoon thing to dig them out with?
It's funny that you should bring that up, because we were a little disappointed that they don't come with the wooden spoon anymore.
Oh.
We may have to work on that.
There we go. Yeah.
that did add a different flavor profile to the ice cream, didn't it?
It did. It did. Then you could play tongue depressor with it and all that kind of stuff when you were dying. It was, you know, fun stuff.
It's true. Well, we've brought in three flavors. We've got Blue Moon, Birthday Cake, and Vanilla. We thought it was a really fun way to offer something for, you know, the kids that are with their parents on the trail maybe and want to stop in for something for refreshing. But this is not just for kids, because what we found out is that a shot of espresso fits perfectly on top of this ice cream cup.
Oh.
Yeah. So and it is really, really delicious. It's actually called, and I will never pronounce this right, but I'm going to really give it a try. An avocado. So it's an Italian dessert where you put a shot of espresso on ice cream.
Hmm.
It's really delicious.
Okay.
But our biggest and happiest news at the hub right now is that we've been able to bring back our volunteers.
Yes.
We really missed them during the time that we were shut down. We missed their energy that they brought to the hub, but we're happy they're back. And it's really fun for me when I go into the office to see and to say hi to all the people that I missed really a lot during our time with our physical doors closed. So we're excited to have them back. And that's really what's been able to let us expand our menu and expand our offerings to the community and start getting back to doing the things that we did before the shutdown.
All right, and I'm starting to see postings on Facebook and other places about the 100 Stories of Hope.
Right. These are stories we've been collecting during our shutdown period and continuing to collect as well. And the Stories of Hope can help us give and donate $5,000 to nonprofits in our community. And we're giving a little bit something away to the people who give us those stories as well.
Okay.
So we want to really hear your stories, but I thought today I would highlight one that came in.
All right.
So this story is about a student at MPTC named Emma. And it starts by talking about, you know, what happens when you're required to do 40 hours of service learning to complete your practicum course and your college and your community are locked down for COVID. Well, you get creative. We've talked about that a few times today, right?
Yes.
That's just what MPTC student Emma did this spring. Emma found a volunteer opportunity to create cards for seniors at community, Cedar Community, and at the Gardens of Hartford through the Volunteer Center's posting. And then she got started on her project. Emma reflects, my community service is different from what others have experienced face to face. Nonetheless, it has enhanced both my career and the care I have for the community around me. For her service learning, she wrote cards to Cedar Community residents in West Bend and became pen pals with people living at the gardens in Hartford. Each card had a unique quote and message from her personally. Emma believes she provided a therapeutic effect to the community. Due to COVID-19, many seniors living in senior care facilities are separated from their family and their friends, and their loneliness can negatively affect their health. Emma was able to provide much needed happiness to those in need. Emma finishes by saying, I believe I provided an important service by interacting with people who may have needed it most. So Emma completed her practicum this spring. She has graduated and she plans to work in her community as a medical office specialist.
Huh.
Way to go, Emma. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
So those are just the kind of stories we're looking for, how people made other people's lives a little bit better and how they've helped encourage hope in our community.
And if people have a story to share or want to find out more, they can go to the Volunteer Center of Washington County's website, which is?
volunteernow.net.
All right. And also, we should mention, there are still a lot of volunteer opportunities out there. And in fact, I'm guessing you're probably seeing more and more every week.
We are. We are starting to see, you're right, more each week, new volunteer opportunities. We're actually really taking the next week to sort through our website and making sure that those are all relative to what's going on right now, refreshing those volunteer opportunities. So, yeah, it's we're starting to see new things happening.
All right. So people can once again just go to volunteernow.net and get the information that they need, not only about volunteer opportunities, the 100 Stories of Hope, the Community Mosaic, the Hub. It's all there.
Yeah, we are really busy trying to really live our mission to empower people for social good in our community.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else we need to cover this morning?
I don't think so. I don't think I see you. No, I will see you. I don't get to talk with you until after the 4th. So good luck with your playlist and happy 4th of July, everyone.
Thank you, and you too, Michelle. And maybe by the time we get together on the 9th, maybe we will actually get together in person. We'll see.
Yeah, we keep saying that. Let's hope that it happens.
At some point. All right. Thanks, Michelle. Happy 4th to you, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. It is 8:33. We'll take a break for news. 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.